Simon Kuf Pei Gimel. So we did a lot of this, these shilas, at the end of the seventh parak, so we're not going to go through the first sifim. Our main topic is going to be how you do zimun, but we'll start a little bit with sif hei. So the Shibuli Aleket writes that when it comes to lulav, this is the question of a lefty. What does a lefty do? So when it comes to lulav, a lefty puts the right hand, right? In other words, what we call yamin de alma. So he puts the lulav in his right hand, even though he's a lefty. But by koshel bracha, the Shibuli Haleket says he uses yamin didei, i.e. his left hand. Lefty puts it in his left hand. So the Magen Avraham over here asks, what's the difference? In other words, either we should go by yamin didei, we should go by yamin de alma. Why in the world would he be mechalek? And you have the same kashan mechaber. It's a stira in the mechaber, meaning to say, over here in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, by koshel bracha, he says, lefty puts it in his left hand. And in Simon Tuf Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Gimel, he paskins that he puts the lefty puts the lulav in his right hand. There, the Ramah disagrees. The Shulchan Aruch says, Iter nota lulav biyamin kol adam, debasar yamin usmol de alma azlinan. Ramah says, Hagavi yesh omrim, dazlinan basar yamin didei. And therefore, a lefty would hold the lulav in their left hand, and that's the minug. Meaning to say, at least for Ashkenazim, a lefty would always put in his left hand. So there's no issue within the psak of the Ramah, as the Magen Avraham points out. But what about the Mechaber? What is the logic of distinguishing between these two areas of halacha? So it's not clear. As I said, the Magen Avraham thinks that there is no reason to distinguish. There's a Tshuvas Shevet Alevi that I saw that at the beginning he wants to say maybe there's a difference because a lulav is something more public. So, you know, somebody goes ahead and sees the lefty putting his lulav in the left hand, they're going to think, I don't know, what are you doing? Whereas a koshel brachas that you do at home at your table, not so public. But he doesn't think that's a logical chok. It doesn't hold up. He has questions on it. So, Hadra Koshel Adufta, the Tshuvas Or Letzion answers that there's a chiluk between mitzvos and koshel bracha, or birkas hanenin more specifically. When it comes to mitzvos, it's ikar talui in chashivos. Maybe the way to look at it is sort of a ritual act. So ritually, yamin is more chashuv, whereas birkas hanenin, the ikar is hana. Now, even though this is actually birkas hamazon, it's not birkas hanenin. Though it'll turn into Birkas Hanenin when he drinks the cup of wine, when he makes a bar piagafen, but there's more of a subjective element. And therefore we follow Yamin Didei, i.e. his left hand. Maybe you could say along similar lines, by mitzvos, the inyan is to do the mitzvah with your right hand. In other words, it's a din in a mitzvah. And therefore we follow Yamin de Alma. Whereas by Birkas Hanenin, there's no mitzvah. Or even if it's Birkas Hamazon, you're not doing the mitzvah with your left hand or your right hand, right? You bench with your mouth. You happen to be holding the koshel bracha in your left hand, and therefore we follow your personal stronger hand as opposed to the more objective standard. When it comes to the mitzvah, where it's doing the mitzvah, like lulav, so then you follow the objective standard. When it comes to koshel bracha, where you're not doing the mitzvah with your hand at all, so then maybe subjective. Yes?
What about, like, let's say tefillin?
Well, tefillin, we know, and that's exer sakasev. Yad kaeh, question is, how do we look at these ones? So it's a difficult, either way, it's a difficult chiluk, but that's the psak of mechaber. Yeah?
The problem of the bracha is how a person should hold it for the kavana or whatever it is. So there too, I thought over there we just hold it in the right hand before you eat it, right? So it's the same chiluk.
Well, there it's even easier to explain why you would follow yamin didei. If you were to say that. But the specific yishuv that we need to figure I mean, again, we Ashkenazim wouldn't either way, even for kosher bracha, he would hold it with his left hand, right? But I assume if you're following Reb Sachem Lechaber, then yes, then you would follow Yamin Didei versus Mitzvos, where it's Yamin De'Alma, and those are, you know, some of the Sfaros L'Chalik. Okay, turning to a Sivva very quickly, until when can't you speak? So the Mishnah Berurah over here, Siv Katan Chaf Aleph, says, in the case, again, where somebody's benching on a kos, Ad Achar Shtiyaso, Shehula Achar Gmar Birkas Mazon. So you should not speak until after he drinks. Now this comes up, especially at Sheva Brachos, where sometimes it takes a long time before you actually end up drinking the wine. They're going around, they're fine. So I guess they should do their best to try to expedite things. Sometimes, you know, they only start to think about what they're going to do, and, you know, that's not right. But Be'etzem, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that you should not speak until the Mevarech, the Mezamein, drinks from his Koshel Bracha the whole time. If you have to speak because it's Inyan HaBracha, I guess, to find Sheva Brachos, I guess that might be okay. But to speak about other things would seem to be wrong. Okay, turning to Siv Zayin. So this is a very interesting question. It really brings us back to our discussion at the very beginning of the parak, which is what is the nature of Zimun? And now we're going to talk about the practical element, which means what needs to be done? What specifically should everybody say it along? Should the Mizamin be motzi everybody? And we'll see a lot of very practical questions. So what is a Zimun? So if you remember Rashi from the beginning of the parak, said that it's Lizdamin Yachad Letziref Bracha Belashon Rabin Kigon Nevarech. The mashmos of Rashi to me is, at least if you just have this Rashi, we'll see about other Rashis, that Zimun is saying Nevarech Shechal Mishalom and everyone responding to that. Shem Hashem Ekra is Nevarech Shechal Mishalom. Havugod Elokeinu is Baruch Shechanu Mishalo Toch Hayinu, and that's it. That's the whole Zimun. We'll see in a moment. We have to get to the bracha. That's, if I just had that Rashi, that's what I would think. Good. Now, it is true that Rashi would agree that when you have a Zimun, so everybody could. You could have one person be motzi everybody, and that's l'chatchila. In other words, only one person making the birkas hamazon and everybody else being yotze, that's l'chatchila, as opposed to without a zimun, then it's only, if it's a chacham and a bor, so one person doesn't know how to bench, then you should be motzi and shemek ona, but otherwise, when there's a zimun, certainly could do l'chatchila, but do you have to do that? Is there anything chaser if everybody benches on their own after Nevarech? From Rashi, doesn't say that there's a chisaron. He says Zimun is Nevarech. This might be the view of the Beis Yosef as well. The Beis Yosef over here in our Simon, Paskins like Rabbeinu Avigdor, that l'chatchila, everybody could bench on their own. And he says, in fact, he doesn't recommend one person benching and everybody else listening because they might not pay attention. They might space out. But it doesn't seem like he thinks there's an chisaron in one person benching for everybody. That's what he quotes from Rabbeinu Avigdor from the Shibuli Haleket. And then he even goes further. And he says, you know, that is, it's similar to what the Rush says about Birkas Krishma, where we don't recommend that everybody just listen to the bracha of the chazan, but everybody says their own brachos because they're long brachos, you'll space out. And likewise for benching. Ad kan the Beis Yosef. Now, really, I think you could understand the Beis Yosef in two ways, and maybe Rashi as well. We could get back to that in a moment. One way to understand Rashi, the Beis Yosef will say, is that maybe Rashi, is that the whole Indian of Zimun is just Nevarech, right? But they don't actually have to bench together. And in fact, if one person wants to bench later, that's okay. It's not chaser in the Zimun. The Zimun is just nevarech. And that's the whole thing. Now, the Beis Yosef does say that, you know, the other people should say it along with the Mevarech. So Rabbeinu Avigdor says. But that doesn't mean that they need to do that because otherwise it's chaser in the Zimun. They don't have to say it mila b'mila. They just, that's they might want to say mila b'mila, especially if they don't have their own ventures, but, and the like. So that's the whole inyan of Zimun is basically nevarech. That's one mahalich. The second mahalich is no, of course not. Beis Yosef, Rashi, they both agree that Zimun isn't just nevarech, it's actually benching together. You have to bench together. All three people have to bench together, ideally. It's just that you don't have to bench together. It doesn't mean everybody, one person being motzi other people. Rather, benching together means all three people or four people or five people benching together at the same time. So it's not the pshat. When Rashi says Zimun is nevarech, that doesn't mean that's the whole thing of Zimun. No, it's benching together. Right? In other words, just to say it a little differently, you know, when we say Kishem Hashem Ekra, little Kenu, is Kishem Hashem Ekra just Nivarech and I will go to the Lokenu as Baruch Shechanu Mishalau and that's it? Or no? You should still bench together. It's Zimun is benching Biachad. It's just that you bench together even if everybody says their own words. It's still together. Now you'll say, but what's the dimyon to Birkas Krishma? The basis is Medaka to Birkas Krishma. Do we do that together? So maybe, yeah. There's an inyan of doing that together, like we find by Paris al Shema, it's a din of Tzibor, actually, right? In other words, to bench together, Zimun means to bench together, right? What does together mean, right? We have a concept of Tefillah B'Tzibor, right? Tefillah B'Tzibor means everybody saying Shemona Esrei together. Okay, there's a discussion in Poskim how together does it need to be, starting at the same time, what if I'm a little late? Whatever that is. But the point is that you need to do it together. You need to bench together. In which case, even Beis Yosef would agree that the proper way to do it either would be at least to say, for everybody to say together with the Mizami Mila B'Mila, so the Mishabura writes. Beis Yosef doesn't quite say you need to do it that way, but at least together. In other words, it wouldn't be appropriate, perhaps wouldn't be appropriate for just to say Nevarech and then everybody bench on their own, all four brachos independently of each other. Maybe the Beis Yosef would agree to that. That's chaser in the Zimun, because even the Beis Yosef. So I think that's a little bit unclear in the Zimun. Now, as I said, the Beis Yosef is passing like Rabbeinu Avigdor, but there's another shita over here that he himself quotes, which is the Maram. The Maram says, no, you should be Yotzi Ushamei Akolim. Meaning to say that, no, don't do it that all three people bench on their own. That's benching B'Yechidus. Zimun is benching B'Tzibor, as it were. It's not Tzibor of 10, Tzibor of 3. So fine. So bench all, but you have to do that Ushamei Akolim. That's the Maram. Beis Yosef thinks we don't pass like that Maram. Then there's a third view, the Tash Beitz, that's quoted in the Beis Yosef. Very interesting opinion, the third view. And that is that the first bracha you should be yotzei through Shomei Kona, subsequently you don't need to. So, as I said, the Beis Yosef thinks we don't pasuk like the Maram, and he pasuk like the first view, like Rabbeinu Avigdor. Oh. So, let's try to understand. Okay, well, so that's the Beis Yosef, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Bach, both over here, and more extensively in Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel, disagrees with the Beis Yosef. He thinks, yeah, maybe that's Rabbeinu Victor's view. Maybe it's Rabbeinu Peretz's view, but it's wrong. Or at least they're outvoted, because Tosfos and Rush disagree with the Maram. And accordingly, really the way to do it is through one person benching and everybody else being Yotze. That is the way the Bach paskins. So everybody saying it on their own is wrong. Now, what's interesting is he acknowledges that you don't actually have to be Yotze. You don't actually have to do it through Shomei Kol. It would also work if they say Amen, But you need to say Amen. Now, this is opposed to what the Beis Yosef says, that all three people just bench together, but nobody's motzi anybody. All three people, or two people, I guess, have to say Amen. But he says, since it's tricky, because, you know, let's say they all bench at the same speed, if you're benching at the same time, they won't be able to say Amen. You might forget to slow down at the end and say it out loud or whatever. So better, Taka, that the mezamein be motzi the other people. That's what the Bach's conclusion is. So if we say like that, so what's the machlokas between, again, the way the Bach sets up between Maharam and Rabbeinu Avigdor? The Maharam says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havugoda Lokenu, is not just Nivarech, like Rashi sounds like he's saying, but rather it's all of benching. They have Havugoda Lokenu means, you say Amen to the bracha of the mezamein. That's what Kishem Hashem Ekra Vugoda Lukeinu means, according to the Maharam. So the Bach goes ahead and he says, the Sifrei is a raya to my shita, like the Maharam, against the Beis Yosef, against Rabbeinu Avigdor. Why? It says like this in the Sifrei. So what does that mean? What's the Havugod El Elokeinu? Saying Amen after the Mevarich. So if you don't say Amen after the Mevarich, then that's not Havugod El Elokeinu. So therefore, if you do it, Rabbeinu Avigdor slash the Beis Yosef says, you have not done the inyan of Shem Hashem Ekra Havugod El Elokeinu. According to Beis Yosef, what's Havugod El Elokeinu? Like Rashi said, it's Nevarech. But how do we paskin? Like the Maharam, what's Havugod El Elokeinu? Saying Amen. Which you have to say Amen. Again, that could be accomplished in one of two ways, according to the Bach. Either by all three people benching individually, but the other two people saying Amen to the Baruch of the Nevarech. Or alternatively, and this is practically speaking the recommended practice according to the Bach, the Mevarech just benching the whole thing out loud, and everybody else being Yotze and saying Amen. And I think when we first learned the Perek, we thought that maybe there's a shtickle diuk even from the Bavli like that, because it says Menani Mili, Amar Vasi, Amar Kra, Gadol Hashem Itinu Ram Shal Yachtav, Amar Chanan Bar Abba, Minan Lo Ona Amen Shal Yagbiya Kol Olios Mevarech Shenam Bar Gadol Hashem Iti. It was also similar to this way. From the same bracha that we're learning Zimun, we also learn Anies Amen. Now, you could say, yeah, but that's just two different things that we learned from the same pasuk. The way the Bach would say it is no, that you see that Amen is part of Gadol Hashem Iti and Ram Shal Yachtav, which is indeed the Makor for Zimun, one way or the other. So again, we have what seems to be two Mahalchim of how you fulfill Shem Hashem Ekra Gadol Kainu. According to a Rashi, it's saying Nevarech and Baruch Shechan Mishalo. According to Maram, it's answering Amen to all the brachos. The Bach, Paskins like Maram, Beis Yosef like Rabbeinu Avigdor. Oh. Now, but even within the Beis Yosef, then we had a suffix, right? What was the suffix in the Beis Yosef? According to Beis Yosef, is the whole thing just Kishem Hashem? Is the whole thing just Nevarech and Baruch Shechan Mishalo? Or no? Maybe in the Beis Yosef, though, the Beis Yosef says all three people could say the same bracha on their own. And all three people, no, they don't have to say Amen, right? Because Adirab, if they're benching exactly at the same time, they're not going to be able to say Amen. So you don't need to say Amen, not like the Maram, not like the Bach. But you still need to do it together, at least ideally, right? You're not Mekayim this proper Zimun if you don't bench together at the same time. And how together do you need to be? Is if you accept that position of the Beis Yosef, unclear. Maybe Mila B'Mila, maybe even not Mila B'Mila, as long as they're approximately in the same place. But let's say one guy is a super speedy bencher, he's already in the third bracha, while the first guy is finishing up the first bracha, and the second guy's in the second bracha, right? That would be chaser in the Zimun, because they're not benching together. Or no, right? That I think is unclear within the Beis Yosef, right? To what degree does he require them to bench together? Now, I think you could argue that it makes sense that there has to be some type of zimun together. not benching together, even if you don't need it to be, you don't need to say amen, you don't need to have one person being motzi, everybody else, but still you need them to bench together, even according to the Beis Yosef. And also, again, maybe you see this in Rashi as well, right? Rashi writes, De'iye zimun birkas shneim hi, that when birkas zimun, then it's birkas shneim, right? Sharei omer nevarech v'una baruchu. Seems, maybe, that birkas shneim implies that, well, unclear, but this might be more than just, you know, the nevarech and the other guy saying baruchu, but it's some type of bracha mitzurefes, like we're saying, a birkas shneim. We saw similar lashon in the Ritva over there on Mem Hamad Beis. Dehu lav birkas chaverahu dekshem mezamnen yachtav karinan bei. So maybe, again, even if you follow Beis Yosef / Rashi, again, it can't prove that they hold the same thing either way, but you have to do it, they have to still bench together. It has to be birkas yachtav, right? And therefore, even though Beis Yosef says, l'chatchila, everybody can bench on their own, you don't need to do shemekon, you don't need to say amen, but that's because they're benching together. It's you know, again, there's a tziruf, it's maybe in a way similar to tefillah b'tzibur, in the ma'ala tzibur, tefillah b'tzibur. Now, if we turn to the Mishnah Berurah writes, this is Kuf Tzadi Beis, Sifka, well, actually, before we get there, before we get to Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Tzadi Gimel and over by us, Kuf Pei Gimel, there's interesting Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Tzadi Beis Aleph, he writes, what is a Zimun? Shechayavin lezdamin lezarif berchasam v'loshin rabin. Dainu shechad omer nevarech shechalnu. So now this shaila, there's a yartzeit shir from the Rav on this topic. It's kedai to look at. He argues, especially in Iran, that it's not just, this is similar to the Bach, similar to the Maharam, but maybe even further, right? He argues that when you're Yotzei, according to this Rishonim, it's not even just Shomei Ka'ona, it's something else. It's more than Shomei Ka'ona. It's a single unified bracha. And we actually saw echoes of this in the Bir Halacha, if you remember, in Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel Sif Aleph. What was the echo of this? Where do you see in the Bir Halacha that he also held this idea, the Shtikl Torah, the Rav, that the Halacha is that when you're Yotzei through Shomei Ka'ona, it only is Yotzei if you're Mevin Lashon HaKodesh, right? You're not Yotzei Im Eino Yodeya Levarech. At least that's the view of many Rishonim. And the Bir Halacha says that maybe this is only true if you're Yotzei through Shomei Ka'ona. But if it's a Zimun, then it wouldn't be true. Right? If one person's motzi somebody else in benching through Shomei Ka'ona, so just two people, like Chacham Ubor, then the Bor has to know what the words mean. If not, you should bench in English. But if it's a Zimun, then you don't need to. Which even if you hold the Shtikl Torah of the Rav, this is going one step further. But this is saying that what's the point? Just like if I say the words in Lashon HaKodesh, I don't understand them, I'm Yotzei. So if somebody else is Mizamein and I'm Yotzei with their bracha, then it's like I said the words. Why? Because there's Tziruf. Shomei Ka'ona is still two people, right? There's the Mivarich and there's the Ona, okay? And he's Yotzei through that. But it's not one bracha. It's not one unified entity. Zimun, when you bench for Zimun, it's actually one unified, it's a single bracha. So that could be a nafgamina. Again, the Rav really held that that you should do this, apparently. In fact, he was concerned that if you hold like this Ran, and you bench on your own, it might even be a bracha levatala. And if you have a ziman, but then you bench on your own. Okay, I think you tried to get out of that. Okay. Now, so going back to what we're saying. So again, there's sort of, I mean, we presented a number of possibilities, but to summarize, the two main possibilities are to what, the question is, to what degree is the Birkas HaMazon a mitzurif dika bracha, or is the Iker Inyan of Zimon just the Hazmana, right? That's A. And B, if it is a mitzurif dika bracha, what does that require? Does that require, is it enough to just say it around approximately at the same time? Does it require mila v'mila? Does it require that one person make the bracha and everybody else listen? Does it require amen? That's sort of the second question. And on each of these questions, we have a number of different opinions. But Bekitzer, according to the Beis Yosef, what is enough? What's enough is that it's okay for everybody to bench on their own, right? Okay, and you don't need more than that. Maybe you need them to say together. Then we have the view of the Bach, who thinks we pass on like the Maran, they have to say Amen, and therefore preferably it's better to be Yotze through his bracha. We have perhaps the most extreme position of the Rav, that based off of the Ran, that maybe it's absolutely required. If everybody benches on their own, even if they say Amen, maybe it's still a Birkas HaMazon B'Yachid, not a Birkas HaMazon B'Ziman. Okay, so now let's look at how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, how the Magen Avraham paskins, and how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. So Shulchan Aruch writes, we'll do Kuf Pei Gimel Zayin. Nachon Adavar, Shekol Echad Me'am Nesubin Yomer B'Lachash Im HaMivarech Kol Bracha Bracha Afilu HaChasimos. So Nachon Adavar, this is a proper thing, meaning to say it's better than actually being Yotzei through Shomer Ka'ona, where there's a chance that they might space out. No, everybody should bench on their own. He should say, Belachash Ima Mevarich, means the Mevarich is going to say it out loud. The other two people are going to say it along with him, Belachash. He doesn't say Mila B'Mila. Mishbura says that. Could be that's what he means. That, you know, approximately mila mila should say it at the same time. Afilu chasimos, in other words, chasimos are said together, which means again that you wouldn't say on me. So that's the appropriate thing to do for the mechaber, right? What's the best way to do it? Everybody just says it together with the mezamein. And again, while the maram would say this is benching biyachidus, the mechaber says no. If you bench together at the same time, that's also either there is no din of bracha b'tziruf, or this is a bracha b'tziruf, right? That's what the mechaber holds. So what's unclear to me, b'das ha-mechaber, is to what degree you must say it along with him, right? Meaning to say, let's say what happens is that the Mevarech says the Zimon, meaning to say the Mevarech aspect, and then the Mevarech is just silent. I mean, he's not silent, he benches silently, right? Everybody else benches silently. All three people bench silently. Is that okay? Is that okay? Maybe it's okay, because the whole Indian of Zimon is Mevarech. Or no, maybe for it to be, you still need it to be a tziruf dika bracha, and that's why the mechaber says yomar belachash ima mevarach kol bracha bracha. I would assume that the simple reading of the mechaber, that's the appropriate thing to do. So the way it should be done is that everybody say it along with him at the same time. And that also will address the concern with amen, which we'll get to shortly. So again, going back to our question, first question was, is Birkas HaZimun just Nivarech, or is it no benching together? I think the Pashup Shad from the Mechaber is it's benching together. But benching together doesn't mean one person benching. It means all three people benching at the same time. That is the first view. Says the Rama, Hagah, V'yakdim L'sayim, Tzas Kodim HaMivarech, Kedei Shiana Amen. No. This is not the proper thing to do. And Rather, and we should follow the view of the Maharam. According to the Maharam, for there to be a Zimun, it's not an, you know, what the Mechaber describes is not Zimun, right? It's Berkas HaMazon B'Yachidus. For there to be Zimun, at the very least, you need to say Amen. Like the Bach was Medayek from the Sifrei to support the sheet of the Maharam, maybe also the Russian Tosis. So therefore, what should you do? You should say Amen. Now, he doesn't go as far as what the Bach says. The Bach says, and therefore one person should bench. The Ramah says, no, that's still too risky. Too risky. Why? Because in that case, you're going to space out, perhaps, and you won't be able to see benching at all, right? That's a schar mefzedo. So better that you bench on your own. So how should that be done? That the Mevarech says, the Mevarech will... the other people, I should say, will finish their bracha a little before the mevarich, and they'll be able to say amen to the bracha of the mevarich. So as not, because it's not always easy to rush, the more appropriate thing to do, presumably, would be for the mevarich to pause for a moment, allow the other people before the chasima, allow everybody else to finish, and then say the chasima, baruch ad Hashem, al arz ve'al mazon. And everybody would say, Amen. That's what the Ramah says to do. So again, Ramah is chaps the view of the Maharam. Beis Yosef thinks we don't follow the Maharam. The Ramah would chap the Maharam. Now, then says the Magen Avraham, Sifkatan Yud Beis, Bilachash Im HaMevarich, right? So this is actually commentating on the Mechaber. Right? In other words, again, when they're benching, they should only bench, they should bench together. Right? In other words, you should be yote mila b'mila. Right? It's not just like, as long as you get the amen, it's okay. No. Now, rak b'sima bracha is the Ramah, even though he's commenting on the Mechaber, that's what the Ramah holds, right? The Mechaber would say, you say the whole thing together. So according to the Magen Avraham, according to the Mechaber, you should say the whole thing together. Right? Probably mila b'mila. According to the Ramah, you should say the whole thing together, minus the chasima, where the other people will go first. What's the idea? Because it's not just enough to say amen. Right, we actually want it to be a bracha mitzvah. We want everyone to be saying benching together. So they should say it together. The mevarich should say the whole thing out loud, not just the first bracha. The whole thing out loud. Everybody else should say it together with him, except b'siyam bracha. Everybody else says it first, and then they say amen. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Then he quotes the Bach, and then he quotes the Tashbetz. The Tashbetz says that again. When it comes to the first bracha, you should be yotze al yidei shomei ka'one. Right? In other words, you shouldn't say the first bracha at all. And he concludes, v'chein nira ikar. So actually, if you ask the Magen Avraham, what should we do? I've never seen anyone do this. But you should just be the other, again, imagine there are three people. Just the mezamein says bracha number one. And the other two people will say yotze with his bracha number one. Brachos 2, 3, and 4, they say together, except for the chasima, which they finish first, and then they say amen. Ad kan, the Magen Avraham. Now, where is this Tashbetz coming from? So this Tashbetz, and again, he's very clear. He says, Ksha'adam echad acher mevarich berkas hamazon haramzal enu notel yadav enu mevarich belachash. It's actually also interesting. Another nafkamina, if you take the... this approach of the Tashbetz, or for that matter, the Maharam, take the approach of the Maharam. So it's not just that the other people don't need to bench, they shouldn't bench, right? They don't even have to wash my machronim. Okay. Now, but what about this pshara of the Tashbetz, just the first bracha, not the second, subsequent ones? So this comes from the Gemara, as we know, from Mem Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Ad Heichan Birkas Azimon, and it's a debate. Rav Nachman says, Ad Mevarech, Rav Sheshes Tzol Chazan. How do we paskin? The Rif, the Rambam, paskin like Rav Nachman, so it's just Ad Mevarech. And Hazan is not a chelek in Birkas Haziman. However, the Bahag, Tosas, Rush, and Ravid all paskin like Rav Sheshes. However, so obviously there's Tashbates, right, which is saying that you have to be Yotze from the Mizamim for the first bracha is going within the view of Rav Sheshes. But then he takes it one step further. Why? How do you understand Rav Sheshes? According to Tosfos, the Rush, Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah, it's only when you are planning to, let's say, keep on eating that it is necessary to hear the whole first bracha from the Mizamim, right? So in the case where, let's say, two people are benching now, one person is eating, so when can he start eating again? Oh, that's where we paskin, like Rav Sheshes, according to these Rishonim, that, you know, don't start eating again until he finishes the first bracha. But let's say all three people are benching now at the same time. So then they don't need to hear that first bracha from the Mevarich, even according to Rav Sheshes. However, Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Ravid, and this is the Tashbates over here, saying, no, according to Rav Sheshes, Hazan is actually a chelek in the Ziman. Right? So you have to hear from the Mizamein. You have to hear all Berkas Hazan. And if you said it on your own while benching, let's say you didn't hear the Mizamein, then you're not Yotzei Ziman, right? So that's where this Tashbates is coming from. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says, since the Iker is like the Tashbates, nobody else should bench the first bracha because that's a chelek of the Ziman. Parenthetically, the Chazon Ish is an interesting mahalach. I don't want to go into it too much. We're almost out of time. But he argues that that's true only when the Birkas HaMazon, when there's no minyan. Because since the Ziman itself doesn't have the shame, so we need to include the first bracha. But if there is a Ziman, then you don't need it. And that's a big nafkamina, because what's going to be in a place where, again, there's a big crowd, you're not going to hear, let's say, you know, on Shabbos, right, 100 people together, you're not going to hear the Mizamin's first bracha. Okay, you should ideally find a Mizamin that could be very loud. But let's say you didn't. So did you lose out on Ziman according to this Tashbetz? According to all these Rishonim, so he thinks maybe not, because if there's a Okeinu, then you don't need the first bracha. All right, well, that's a little more than that, but for now, that's okay. Good. So that's the psak of the Magen Avraham. But as I said, nobody follows the Magen Avraham either. So what should you do, Lamaisa? So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes, this is Kuf Pei Da Gimel Sif Katan Chav Zayin. So Nachon Adavar Hainu After Medina Haya Yoser Nachon Shiyishmu Hamesubin Kol Berkas Hamazon Apiyam Mizamein Vehu Yotziyim Bevir Chaso Uve Atzman Lo Yivarech Klal. The better thing to do is everybody should just be Yotze with the bracha of the Mizamein. Now, whose view is this? Certainly not the Beis Yosef. Certainly not Rabbeinu Avigdor. Not Rashi either, probably. But maybe this is Havana of the Maram. But it's not even the way the Bach understood the Maram, right? The Bach was fundamentally okay with everybody just saying Amen. He just thought that this is the more practical. And this is saying, really, the better way to do it is just one person making. That's really what Zimun is. One person making the brachos, everybody else being Yotze. That's the ideal. But, Lavono Seinu Arabim, this isn't going to work. Why? And the Mishnah Berurah here is largely being based off of the Taz, that because people will space out, so what's going to be? You're going to try to be Machmir, Bahadir, and Mitzvah Ziman, but you won't be Yotze Benchi. So it's so this is not a good idea. So therefore, what should you do? Lachain, Nachum Kayom, Yoser, Shamesuben Yomu, Batam, Lachash, Komil, Mila, Imam, Varech, Kadesh, Yvarchu Yachta, Vinikra, Dezibir, Kazim. Even according to the Maram, he's saying, you could be Yotze, but you have to bench together. And notice how he says, Mila b'mila. I don't remember anyone who said before the Mishnah Berurah explicitly, Mila b'mila. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think the Mishnah Berurah was the first one I remember saying this point. So, meaning to say, even though this is less ideal, you're Yotze, Berkas HaZimun, as long as everybody says the whole thing, but you need benching together. You need mila b'mila, right? So that would mean the Mizamin says all four brachos out loud, and everybody else It's not like Psukei Dezimra where maybe he's going to say it out loud just as like a pace setter. No, everybody should say it along with Mila B'Mila. And that's what creates the Tziruf. That's what makes it into a single unified bracha. Oh. And that's his understanding of the Maharam. Again, further than even the Bach. That's the Yachtav. Then he says, I'll call upon him in Sifkan Chafres. At least do that for the first bracha. Why? The Tashbetz. Now again, the Tashbetz himself says you shouldn't even say the first bracha at all. But here the Mishnah Berurah has already told us this idea that if you listen Mila B'Mila and say Amen, that's like you were Yotzei with his saying. Even if that's an ideal, that's good enough. And therefore, you should be Yotzei. That's the way to do it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But the better thing would be to actually do like the Tashbetz. In other words, not say the first bracha at all. Okay, but you know, people don't do that. Never heard of anybody doing that. Because probably because we're choshes that we're not going to have kavana. Okay, fine. Ad kan the Mishnah Berurah. Now look. So, what about now? Is it enough that all three people say it together, or do you have to hear the mezamein and say it along quietly? What's the nafkamina if you sing it, right? Let's say you're going to sing the first bracha Birkas Hamazon. So if the mezamein is very loud, okay, so then maybe that would be okay. But let's say the mezamein is drowned out, right? Everybody's all saying it together, biyachad. So now you do have everybody saying it together at the same time. Is that enough for tziruf or no? The Mishnah Berurah wants, because it's part of Birkas Hazimun, you have to hear the mezamein. So I'm not entirely sure, but I think the mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah is that you should do that, right? In other words, really, all things being equal, you shouldn't sing the benching out loud unless the mezamein is able to raise his voice above the other people. What about if you don't have that? In other words, what about, okay, so you sing the Zimun together and you don't hear the mevarech, or the guy leading the Zimun doesn't even say the first bracha out loud. Who do you have to rely on? So it's not the end of the world, because even though you might not chop the Tashbetz, but still you have whose shita? You have all those other Rishonim. First of all, the Ram and the Ref who don't even paskin, who say Birkas HaZimun is just the Nivarech. And moreover, you also have Taisvis and the other Rishonim who say that even if you think it's the first bracha, that's only if you're not benching, but not if you are benching together. So if you don't do it, you still have Rov Rishonim. But it's not the ideal way to do it. Now, we already mentioned that the difference between Ashkenazim and Sfardim, even though Beis Yosef says that the Sfardim shouldn't each one bench on their own, is whether you should say Amen. According to the Sfardish Psak, everybody should say it together with the Mezamein and not say Amen. Amen is even a Shiloh of Hefsek. Whereas, according to the Ashkenazi Psak, they dafka should say Amen. All right, I have some great stories and more to talk about, but I guess we'll have to finish this up next time because we're out of time. I'm so sorry for starting late. And...